Okay, so we're diving into Texas politics today.
Always an adventure.
That's one way to put it.
Well, especially this year.
Yeah, with this new legislative session starting.
Things are going to be interesting, to say the least.
Right. I mean, just look at this article from Texas Monthly, How to Watch the Texas Legislature 2025.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Pretty insightful.
It really lays out why, even if you're not a Texan, you should be paying attention to what goes on down there.
Huge impact. Absolutely.
Yeah, they kind of set the tone for a lot of national policy debates.
And they're not afraid to push the envelope, that's for sure.
Plus, this session is shaping up to be a real doozy.
How so?
Well, they've got this massive budget surplus to deal with, almost $24 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Right. And that always leads to, well, some interesting choices.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to have their hand out.
And then there's the whole school voucher debate heating up.
That's been a long time coming.
And they're even talking about legalizing casino gambling.
Now that would be a game changer. Seriously. So yeah, lots to unpack here. But first, I think it's worth really emphasizing just how much power the Texas legislature actually has. I mean, they quote someone in the article saying it's the political body that most touches and shapes your daily life as a Texan.
It's true. People might not always realize it, but
right.
Almost everything from education to healthcare to property taxes all flows from decisions made in that legislature.
It's even gotten to the point where the article says some Texans might be blaming the wrong level of government for their problems.
Yeah, that devolution of power from the federal to the state level, It's been happening for a while, but it's really noticeable now.
So like with property taxes, for example.
Oh, that's a classic one.
You might think it's your city council that's responsible for those high rates, but...
No, it's really the state legislature setting the rules of the game.
Right. They decide how much funding goes to schools and other services, and if they cut back.
Local governments have to scramble to make up the difference, often through property taxes. Exactly. So it's worth asking yourself, even if you don't live in Texas, are there issues in your own state where you might be pointing the finger at the wrong level of government?
Food for thought, for sure. Now, speaking of the state level, we have to talk about this massive budget surplus Texas is sitting on. Almost $24 billion. It's mind-boggling.
You know, right. Yeah. It's like they won the lottery.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, that kind of money creates its own set of challenges, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got a ton of different groups vying for a piece of that pie.
Everyone wants a slice.
Yeah, you've got those arguing for increased funding for essential services, education, healthcare, infrastructure, you name it.
The fix-it crowd.
Exactly. Then you've got others pushing for tax cuts, arguing that the surplus should be returned to the taxpayers.
The classic give it back argument.
Right. And then, of course, you've got those who want to use the surplus to advance specific ideological agendas. Like
school vouchers, which from this article seems like it's going to be a huge battle this session.
Oh, without a doubt. It's been simmering for years. But with this surplus, it's like someone poured gasoline on the fire.
And the article highlights this powerful coalition pushing for vouchers.
Yeah.
We're talking Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Attorney General Paxton. And then there's this billionaire oil tycoon, Tim Dunn.
Oh, yeah. Tim Dunn. Deep pockets and very influential.
So with that kind of backing, is some kind of voucher program a foregone conclusion?
Well, it's hard to say for certain, but it definitely has a ton of momentum now. The question is more about what form it will take.
Meaning?
Well, will it be a small, limited program, like just for certain students in specific situations? Or are we talking about a full-scale voucher system where any parent can use public funds to send their kid to private school?
Which, as the article points out, could have huge implications for public education in Texas.
Yeah, especially since Texas public schools are already facing a lot of challenges, funding issues, teacher shortages.
Right. So a large-scale voucher program could really exacerbate those problems.
Exactly. Public schools could lose significant funding, leading to further cuts, larger class sizes, fewer resources. It's a slippery slope.
So yeah, lots of potential unintended consequences there.
Okay, so we've got this huge budget surplus fueling all sorts of debates, from education to taxes. But what about the other big ticket item this session, casino gambling?
Yes, the issue that's apparently attracting the most lobbying money. I mean, did you see that the Las Vegas Sands Corporation has like over 100 lobbyists working on this?
Yeah, that's what the article said. It's crazy. I mean, are we about to see casinos popping up all over Texas?
Well, it's not that simple. There are some major hurdles. First of all, they need a 2/3 majority vote in both the House and the Senate to amend the state constitution to allow for casino gambling.
That's a high bar.
It is. And then there's Lieutenant Governor Patrick. he pretty much controls the Senate, and he's made it clear he's not a fan of gambling.
So that's a pretty big roadblock right there. I mean, even with all that lobbying money, can they really overcome that kind of opposition? It'll be interesting to watch, that's for sure. Money talks in politics, but it doesn't always win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going up against someone like Patrick, who holds so much power, well, it's an uphill battle, to say the least.
Okay, so maybe not Vegas on the Gulf Coast just yet, but what about immigration? I know that's always a hot button issue in Texas. What's the legislature likely to focus on this session?
Well, the article points to some potential clashes over the role of Texas law enforcement in enforcing federal immigration policies. You've got the Biden administration trying to set a more humane tone on immigration.
Right.
But you also have a lot of Texas lawmakers who are very much aligned with the previous administration's more hardline approach.
So we could see some pushback on that front.
Absolutely. And that could have a real impact on how immigration is handled on the ground, not just in Texas, but potentially with ripple effects across the country.
Speaking of power and influence, the article talks a lot about Lieutenant Governor Patrick and his outsized role in the Senate. Mm. They basically say, what he wants, he gets. Is that really how it works?
It's not far off. He's got a lot of sway, no doubt about it. If he supports a bill, it's pretty much guaranteed to pass the Senate. But if he's against it, well, it's dead in the water.
So he's kind of the gatekeeper.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The Speaker of the House, on the other hand, has a tougher job. They have to manage a much larger and more diverse group of representatives, build coalitions, negotiate compromises. It's a much more complex and fluid situation.
So it sounds like understanding the power dynamics within the legislature is key to understanding how things actually get done or don't in Texas.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating mix of personalities, ideologies, political maneuvering. It's like a high-stakes chess game. And the outcome can have huge consequences for millions of people.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the power of the Texas legislature, the enormous budget surplus they're grappling with, the debates over school vouchers and casino gambling.
And the potential for some heated showdowns over immigration policy and the role of Texas in enforcing federal laws.
And through it all, we've seen how those issues are all tangled up with the complex power dynamics within the legislature itself.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It is. But it's definitely worth paying attention to, even if you don't live in Texas. Because what happens in Austin often has ripple effects across the country.
Mm.
So as we wrap up here, here's a question for you to ponder. Given everything we've discussed, what issue do you think will be the most contentious in this Texas legislative session? And what do you think will have the most lasting impact on the state and maybe even beyond? It's a fascinating puzzle to consider, and one that's definitely worth following as this session unfolds. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.